理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4.
Model Test 7.
Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Have you finished reading my research report? I put it on your desk last week.
Yes, but you have to revise some parts of it, I'm afraid, if you want to get published.
What does the man suggest that the woman should do?
Question 12. Look, I'm sorry I didn't turn up for the match yesterday. But it wasn't really my fault, you know.
It's all very well saying it wasn't your fault, but thanks to you, we lost 9-1.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 13. Professor Higgins, did you read this morning's newspaper? The president has officially declared that he will not run for the presidency next year.
I didn't read the newspaper, but I heard last night's news broadcast. I guess he did the right thing.
What can we infer from the conversation? Question 14. Mike, did you get rid of your salesman? He is really awful.
Did I? He started talking about his products, and I thought he'd never stop.
What does the man mean?
Question 15. It's 7 o'clock already? Mary should be home by now.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that she called this afternoon and told me she was going to a party at her classmate's house and wouldn't be home until 10.
What did Mary say she was going to do? Question 16. Sorry to trouble you, but is there any possibility of borrowing a blanket? I feel cold.
I think we've got one. Could you wait until after takeoff, please?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 17. I have eaten in too many restaurants during the past month, and now I feel it will make me weak when I think of eating out again.
I'm feeling that way too, but there's no way to get out of this appointment.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 18. I don't think we can find a better hotel around here at this time.
Let's walk a little further to see if there is another one. I just can't bear the traffic noises here.
What will the speaker most probably do?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Oh, Ken, I have been meaning to talk to you.
Hi, Denise. What's up?
I have this great job lined up to manage a clothing store at the mall.
Oh, say in detail, please.
Well, one of the professors in my department just told me about a summer practice program that is available. She thinks I might be able to practice in the office at the Wayfarer Hotel here in town.
That sounds like a great opportunity, too. Why not take advantage of it?
I'd love to, especially since I'm studying hotel management. It would be a great way to get some practical experience in my field.
And you never know. It might lead to something with them after graduation. They're one of the biggest hotel chains in the area.
You're right, but the problem is that I wouldn't be making nearly as much money as I would be working in the clothing store, not to mention the discount I'd get on clothes there.
How much money can you get from your practice work?
Very little money. But I can get a free room and board for the summer.
Well, if I were you, I'd take it anyway. You can always get a job during the school year next year to make a few extra bucks.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does Denise like to talk to Ken? Question 20. Why might the summer practice be a good opportunity for Denise? Question 21. What's the main disadvantage of the summer practice for Denise? Question 22. What does Ken suggest Denise do?
Conversation 2.
Dr. Thomas, this is Keith Bradley from the Daily News. I'd like to ask you some questions about the new official standard weight that you purchased.
I'd be happy to help you. What would you like to know?
First of all, how is the standard weight used?
Well, the people in our department use it to check the scales all over the country. the Department of Weights and Measures, we're a government agency, it's our responsibility to see that all the scales measure a kilogram accurately. So, this is the weight we use to adjust the scales.
How did you check the scales before?
We have an old standard weight that we used to use. It had to be replaced because it was imprecise. You see, it was made of poor quality metal that was too porous. It absorbed too much moisture.
Oh, so when the weather was humid, it weighed more. And when it was dry, it weighed less.
Exactly. And that variation can affect the standards of the whole country. So, our department had the new weight made out of higher quality metal.
How much did it cost?
About $45,000.
$45,000? For a 1 kilogram weight? That's more expensive than gold. Is it really worth that much?
I'm sure it is. Industries depend on our government agency to monitor the accuracy of scales, so that when they buy and sell their products, there's one standard. Think of the drug industry, for example. Those companies rely on high accuracy scales to manufacture and package medicine.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 24. How is the weight used? Question 25. What does Dr. Thomas probably think about the cost of the new weight?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
Collecting information about pre-employment and filling out an application form are closely connected. However, filling out an application form is much easier because you have total control and have enough time to think and plan. That you are given a form to fill out does not necessarily mean that you have to answer all the questions in it. If the form contains unclear questions or terms and conditions, you can make some changes before signing it, or refuse to answer some of the questions. What you must realize is that those terms and conditions have been written by highly paid lawyers. Each word is important, or it would not be there. And you can be sure that there is not anything there that is written with your interests in mind. I know what I speak of because, as a lawyer for Litton Industries, I wrote the terms and conditions that were printed on the back of order forms. I wrote the most tiring terms and conditions anyone has ever seen. Still, 90% of the buyers would just sign on them without questioning anything. If anyone questions them, we would reach an agreement on something that was acceptable to both sides. So when you see a pre-printed application that contains questions or terms and conditions, read it all, and read it slowly. If you don't like something, you can simply change the parts you don't like. Remember that everything can be settled by discussion. To what degree it can be settled depends on your position, of course, and that is something only you can determine.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. Why is filling out application forms much easier? Question 27. What can we learn from the expression, "Each word is important"? Question 28. What can we infer from the passage?
Passage 2.
There are two main forms of teaching in Nottingham University, seminar and lecture. They are very different from the sort of teaching most often used in schools and colleges. In seminars, you will be taught with discussion, focusing on a text or topic set in advance, in a friendly and informal atmosphere. The purpose is to provide an opportunity to try out new ideas and to think through difficulties with fellow learners. Students develop friendships through groups, as well as learning more about other people's ideas. You can also know your tutors and as an individual, rather than a face at the end of the room. Lectures are the most formal. There may be over 100 in the audience, and the lecture will last about 50 minutes. The value of the lecture is that it can present to a large number of people information which is not readily available in books, that it can give you an opportunity to hear a specialist develop a coherent argument, and that it can show visual material to a wide audience. Your typical week's work will feel strange after school or college, since there are fewer timetabled teaching hours. Each week, in the first year, you may attend about 6 lectures and 4 to 6 seminars or tutorials. For the rest of the time, you are working on your own, doing the necessary reading in preparation for tutorials or writing seminar papers. When writing an essay or carrying out project work, you can often discuss with your tutor about the title and topic.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. What is the purpose of the passage? Question 30. Which is one of the values of a lecture? Question 31. Why will your typical week's work in the university feel strange?
Passage 3.
To get a driver's license, you must take a series of tests. The first test is the vision test. This test checks your eyes to see if you have to wear glasses when you drive. The second test is a written test that checks your knowledge of highway and traffic regulations. You can prepare for this test by studying a booklet that you can get at the driver's license office. After you pass the written test, you receive an instruction permit. This permit allows you to practice driving with an experienced driver. The last test you have to take is a road test. This checks your driving ability. If you pass it, you will receive your driver's license. When you go to the driver's license office to take the road test, you must provide your own vehicle. First, the license examiner checks the mechanical condition of your car. Then, the examiner gets into the car with you and asks you to drive in regular traffic. While you are driving, the examiner tests you for such things as starting, stopping, turning, backing up, and parking. If you can't control the car properly, or if you violate a traffic regulation while you are taking the test, you fail the examination. You will have to practice driving more until you can take the road test again and pass it.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What does the second test check? Question 33. What does the instruction permit allow you to do? Question 34. What do we learn about the road test? Question 35. Who are the most probable readers of the passage?
Section C, Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
We find that bright children are rarely held back by mixed ability teaching. On the contrary, both their knowledge and experience are enriched. We feel that there are many disadvantages in streaming pupils. It can have a bad effect on both the bright and the not-so-bright child. Besides, it is rather unreal to grade people just according to their intellectual ability. This is only one aspect of their total personality. We are concerned to develop the abilities of all of our pupils to the full, not just their academic ability. We also value personal qualities and social skills, and we find that mixed ability teaching contributes to all these aspects of learning. In our classrooms, we work in various ways. The pupils often work in groups. This gives them the opportunity to learn to cooperate, to share, and to develop leadership skills. They also learn how to cope with personal problems, as well as learning how to think, to make decisions, to analyze and evaluate, and to communicate effectively. The pupils learn from each other as well as from the teacher. Sometimes the pupils work in pairs, and sometimes they work on individual tasks and assignments. They also have some formal class teaching when this is appropriate. We encourage our pupils to use the library, and we teach them the skills in order to do this efficiently. An advanced pupil can do advanced work. It does not matter what age the child is. We expect our pupils to do their best, and we give them every encouragement to attain this goal.
Now the passage will be read again.
We find that bright children are rarely held back by mixed ability teaching. On the contrary, both their knowledge and experience are enriched. We feel that there are many disadvantages in streaming pupils. It can have a bad effect on both the bright and the not-so-bright child. Besides, it is rather unreal to grade people just according to their intellectual ability. This is only one aspect of their total personality. We are concerned to develop the abilities of all our pupils to the full, not just their academic ability. We also value personal qualities and social skills, and we find that mixed ability teaching contributes to all these aspects of learning. In our classrooms, we work in various ways, the pupils often work in groups. This gives them the opportunity to learn to cooperate, to share, and to develop leadership skills. They also learn how to cope with personal problems as well as learning how to think, to make decisions, to analyze and evaluate, and to communicate effectively. The pupils learn from each other as well as from the teacher. Sometimes the pupils work in pairs, and sometimes they work on individual tasks and assignments. They also have some formal class teaching when this is appropriate. We encourage our pupils to use the library, and we teach them the skills in order to do this efficiently. An advanced pupil can do advanced work. It does not matter what age the child is. We expect our pupils to do their best, and we give them every encouragement to attain this goal.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
We find that bright children are rarely held back by mixed ability teaching. On the contrary, both their knowledge and experience are enriched. We feel that there are many disadvantages in streaming pupils. It can have a bad effect on both the bright and the not-so-bright child. Besides, it is rather unreal to grade people just according to their intellectual ability. This is only one aspect of their total personality. We are concerned to develop the abilities of all of our pupils to the full, not just their academic ability. We also value personal qualities and social skills, and we find that mixed ability teaching contributes to all these aspects of learning. In our classrooms, we work in various ways. The pupils often work in groups. This gives them the opportunity to learn to cooperate, to share, and to develop leadership skills. They also learn how to cope with personal problems, as well as learning how to think, to make decisions, to analyze and evaluate, and to communicate effectively. The pupils learn from each other as well as from the teacher. Sometimes the pupils work in pairs, and sometimes they work on individual tasks and assignments. They also have some formal class teaching when this is appropriate. We encourage our pupils to use the library, and we teach them the skills in order to do this efficiently. An advanced pupil can do advanced work. It does not matter what age the child is. We expect our pupils to do their best, and we give them every encouragement to attain this goal.